Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Kreska is here, too. Bob is one of the top HR experts on the planet. He used to be in charge of the HR department for Gillette and on more than one continent. And he's the founder and the president of Fusion Factor. He's the author of a number of books, including Building Competence for a Profitable Workforce and Planning Tomorrow's Workforce, and also one other one, the Fusion Factor, that I don't even have in front of me. I think somebody borrowed it. Bob Kreska, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to talk to you and your audience.
Good to have you back. So, Bob, if a lot of people don't really know what their true HR costs are, and some people, if you said, what is your HR to sales cost or your HR percentage of expenses or whatever, they may know that percentage. But if you ask them, do you know your true cost, the true cost of HR, they might guess, but they probably wouldn't even know how to calculate that, would they?
Jim, I run into it all the time. When I first meet a prospective client, I will ask them that, and they tell me the obvious cost, salary, yeah, benefits, mm-hmm, you know, regulatory.
Because those are line items on their operating statement.
Exactly. But I'll give you a quick example. I had one guy, he was looking to have a big surge in hiring, and right now hiring is getting more expensive in this day and age. Mm-hmm. So I said to him, how many people have you hired in the last 6 months? And he said, 22. And I said, how many stayed with you? And he said, 10. And I said, what did that cost?
Wow.
And he said, it didn't cost me anything. Wow. They just walked in and I interviewed them. When we did the back of the napkin, Jim, the direct cost in terms of time of his management was almost $6,000.
Wow.
And he was a small company.
Yeah.
But the indirect cost for training, for taking his skilled people out of their jobs to do the training, and for the guys that he lost that didn't stay with them, cost him an additional $22,000.
Wow. And that probably didn't even include opportunity costs when the people were out of their job. When they were misplaced,
right,
from what they were doing for work.
You know, I heard a professor at the Harvard Business School years ago say, you know what? If we build a new factory, we measure the cost of each brick that goes into that building. But if we hire people, we say, just hire them. If they don't work out, we'll get rid of them.
Right. That's exactly right.
And it's a true statement today.
Yeah.
So what we got going on today?
So we need two things. Number one, we need to know what the elements of that measurement is. Number one, and number two, how do we minimize the cost?
Okay, two things. Because this is getting more expensive, we've just had 21 states pass a law to go to the $15
right,
minimum wage.
That's right.
And we've got a 3.7% unemployment. So that means the velocity of people leaving organizations to seek new employees is increasing. So mm-hmm, if you're thinking now, my costs are increasing, how do I control those? So here's a couple of things. Look at your entire life cycle of your employees, from when you hire them to when they leave you, whether they retire or whether you have to terminate them. And in that life cycle, the first is, what is the cost of hire? Mm-hmm. You know, not just the direct line items, but all the things I just referenced in that example. The second thing is, when you get them on board, are you getting 100% out of them? And how do you know that? You should have a performance management system that tracks people. Most times, you know, I have managers that tell me, yeah, I think Jim's doing a good job. But I'll give you another example on that. One of my clients just put in this very sophisticated software that can determine what their sales force is doing. So if a customer hasn't ordered in so many months, the salesman gets an email saying, go visit the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he thought this one saleswoman was a star, and he found out she wasn't visiting any of her clients. And he didn't. He wasn't measuring that.
Wow.
When he started measuring that, he could see who was in the top and who was in the bottom. The next thing you have to look at is turnover. Are you losing people? If you're losing them, we got to go recycle all of these costs again. What is the cost? And I give a rough figure that it's about 1.5 times salary to replace an employee.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. And now the consulting firm McKinsey says that 70% in a knowledge-based business, 70% of your total spend is in human capital. If you were spending that much on equipment, you'd know what you were spending, right?
70% of your expenses?
Of your total spend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Because, yeah, and wow, how do you fix it? I mean, you've given us some ideas here, but, I mean, one thing you got to do is whatever time it takes to bring on somebody on board, try to do as good a job as you can so you don't have an abort, so you don't have a failed hire. Because number one, if they're a failed hire, that means that they're not being productive, but they might also be affecting everybody else.
There's studies that have proven that one of the most successful things in keeping employees is a proper orientation. Taking the time to say, these are the things in our business that are important. These are the people that you have to know. Mm-hmm. These are the systems that you have to deal with.
And this is what our company stands for.
Right. And you know what we do? We hire them. We say, go to it. Go do your job.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one small thing.
I've been hired like that, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Go in there and do it. In the UK, they used to say the training was sitting next to Nell. Nell was the woman that trained you how to do your job.
That's funny. So, but it's funny, but it's not funny. And so, folks, the question is, what are you doing? Does any of this sound like you? And you know, is it time to start identifying and recognizing what the true cost is? Because, you know, a lot of small business owners wonder why they're not profitable, and they can't figure out, because they've got their expenses, they see their direct expenses, what they're writing checks for. Why am I not profitable? It's because they're leaking, right? They're leaking this kind of unproductive activity with the hiring process and the HR process.
That's right.
It's just leaking.
That's right.
Out,
and you think about this.
Time. Hold on to that thought, Bob, and take a quick break. I need your website quickly, please.
TheFusionFactor.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.